BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, do you want the best bits of Tuesday's show? Here it is on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Innuendo Bingo is a keeper today with Rachel Riley off of Countdown, Gadget Show and currently Strictly Come Dancing. She gets it full in the face. You'll enjoy it. Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. Always a highlight for me of the week. And we discuss my new best show on TV, Meet the Russians, which then escalates into them inviting us out to a party tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
Is that a potential Halloween outfit, do you think? Robin Thicke?
What are you going to do? Like wear a red jacket? Like,
yeah.
Like in the video? Or just some leather?
Yeah, I'm going to work on it.
And a white T-shirt. It's fairly easy to pull off. There we are. That's what you dress up as at my Halloween party.
What's that?
We go as Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus.
Have you seen the picture of the outfit? It's great. You can actually buy...
Can you?
How quickly do they turn around these? It's very topical, isn't it? They get the stuff out quite quickly.
Well, that was a while ago now, and they probably thought, well, Halloween's coming up, so we'll just get a Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus outfit on the go.
Who's the Thicke?
Well, you said that you wanted to be him.
Yeah.
Chris from Devon is doing that with his mate at the weekend. He's obviously got the outfit, going as Cyrus and Thicke. If you look up Hugh Hefner on an internet search,
really?
Legend, apparently him and, is he a who?
He's a
kind
Hugh.
Of it. Well, he's not. He's still alive off of Playboy Mansion. Him and his missus went as Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus at the weekend.
Oh,
I kind of want
word.
To see
I
that.
I didn't want to see that.
I want to see it.
I didn't.
What? What right. happens? Has he got a foam hand?
I just clicked back straight away. Yes.
Is he twerking?
There's a foam hand.
Is there a foam hand?
Hugh Hefner, 87, and 27-year-old wife, Crystal Recruit.
Wait, he's my fave. Was he Robin Thicke?
Yes.
Does he look more like...
It would have been better if he was Miley, wouldn't it? I don't like that.
Hugh, 87, nicks this hammer.
Yeah.
Does he look more like Beetlejuice?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Beetlejuice is?
No. What?
Like, really famous film. Beetlejuice, not registering there at all. You don't know that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this is good news. God, I love Twitter and Facebook and all social networks. Had to balance that out. A girl called Rihanna's been on, and she has sent me a direct link to where to buy the Robin Thicke and Miley costumes. You keen?
Keen.
Saturday night.
But does that mean me and you, or do you want me to find someone to wear the other?
I'm keen.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then we could, like, we'll turn up together.
But it's awkward because we're going to have to do the pose.
Oh, yeah.
Because that will be the photo, won't it?
Well, they're not doing the pose on this photo here.
They are a little bit.
No, they're not doing the full pose.
I will have to stand behind you.
Okay, I might
Which
go back to my...
rethink.
I might go back to my original thing. Actually, thanks very much. Hello to Laura, who's listening to us today while revising. There's quite a lot of people just doing work today. Obviously, like, apart from people at workplaces, people just sitting at home studying. Anne-Marie's been on. And also Chloe, who says, we are on in her English lesson at the moment. Well, that's a first. I don't think we've ever been on in English before. It's normally maths and art. Okay, so coming up is Innuendo Bingo with Rachel Riley from Countdown and from Strictly Come Dancing. The sheeting is ready to go. Got some clips. Thank you for these. What's the drama?
The glove is on.
The glove is on the microphone to protect it.
I thought, obviously we can't predict the result on Strictly Come Dancing. I arranged for some shirts to be made.
What, to support?
To support one of the contestants who has since now left the show on the basis that there was a original plan that she might be coming in.
Yes,
so
there was.
So we could show some support for her on Strictly.
Mrs. Mead. So you had shirts made for Mrs. Mead.
To try and impress her. Now, we couldn't foresee what then happened this
weekend.
Well,
no, she was cruelly knocked out of the contest.
So the problem is I've got these shirts and, frankly, they cost money. So I think it would be wrong not to wear them.
But Rachel Riley's coming in, not Mrs. Mead.
I know, but...
Where are the Rachel Riley T-shirts?
Well, we didn't sort them.
Oh, no. What, while she's here?
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Where are they?
It's only honest. Right behind.
Okay. So we wear the Mrs. Me T-shirts while Rachel's here.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I've just seen Joan Rivers dress up as Miley Cyrus. That's put me right off it.
I'm not sure I'm liking this current trend
Lord.
Of people doing that fancy dress.
No, let's bin that, actually. and I don't want you behind me. It's 20-2. It's almost time for Anyone to Bingo. Please welcome Rachel Riley. Oh, hi.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, you right?
I didn't bring a change of clothes.
Oh, brilliant. What are you thinking?
Really, really stupid. I'm Team Meaden as well.
I'm sorry.
Okay, right, you need to explain this. This is your fault.
So, we obviously know quite a few. Like, obviously, we're big fans of you. We're big fans of Vanessa Feltz when she was on. Big fans of Mrs. Reed.
You are jinxes.
Yeah, we are.
Please don't be my fan.
Right, okay, well, we're
please,
not. Look at the T-shirts.
I want to stay in it.
Before the weekend, we thought we'd get these shirts made to show some support to Mrs. Mead.
I love Mrs. Mead.
And then she got knocked out, but we need to give him an airing.
He's had a maid now. This costs money, you know?
That looks really, really expensive.
Admittedly, they don't look the most expensive T-shirts.
No, their design is not. I've seen better. Yeah. It's not really strictly kind of wardrobe.
It's not, is it?
It's not up there. Needs a few more sequins.
We are big fans of yours, obviously.
Yeah, we are. Why didn't you get the Riley shirts made?
We should have just done that as an extra.
Right.
I thought we had. Really truthfully, awkward. I thought we had. Are they definitely not?
Please don't. I'm sorry.
Are you enjoying it?
I love it. It's so much fun. It's the best thing ever.
Is it?
It really is.
I would hate it.
It takes over your life. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had a night off, morning off, anything off. I haven't had a day off since August, but I love it.
But you love it.
I love it. I'm obsessed.
I know. I was on the It Takes Two show last Friday.
I saw you.
Oh, and everybody.
You say no.
Everybody loves it, don't they?
Yeah. It's amazing the level of it. Just everyone talks about it. Everyone's seen it. It's every man's girlfriend or wife makes them watch it.
Yeah. We were talking about your very serious face yesterday on Saturday night.
Yeah. I was trying to be mean.
Yeah.
Scowly, man-eating.
Is that because it was the Paso Doble?
It was the Paso Doble. And I was some kind of weird, kinky prison warden with that sequin outfit and the cage and, yeah.
What are you doing this week? Is it the Viennese Whirl or whatever it's called?
Viennese Waltz, American Smooth. Yes, I'm a ghost. It's Halloween week.
I don't even know what that means.
It means it's a ballroom one, so it's like frame and it's... I like ballroom. Ballroom's supposed to be better for taller people.
But didn't Mrs. Mead do this last week? The Viennese Waltz.
She was gorgeous. She did a beautiful dance.
Yeah. She tried to do Fierce Face as well.
Did you just call it the Vietnamese Waltz?
Vietnamese Walk. Yeah.
And I think I called it the Viennese Whirl before.
I'm doing the American Smooth, so it's slightly different.
Did you say you're going as a ghost?
I'm a ghost, yeah.
Are you a sexy ghost?
Sexy ghost?
Well, it's always sexy on Strictly, isn't it?
Yeah. And quite camp.
Yes, well, it's got to be.
Yeah. Well, we love you. And also, we do love Mrs. Mead.
Yeah.
Sad to see her go. She was loving it, wasn't she?
Deborah. Honestly, so many people were crying in that room when Deborah was waited out. We couldn't believe it. People that bring you tea, just the whole room. I mean, we love her. Mm. She's so nice. She's not a dragon at all. She's not.
We've been friends with Mrs. Mead for ages. We've seen the other side to her. She's not just a dragon.
I've invited myself around her house for... Yeah. When this is all over, I'm going around to see her horses and her geese and her dogs and her everything else, whether she likes it or not.
To be fair, though, you are right. We are the kiss of death. So we had Feltz
see,
on.
Think
we had Vanessa Feltz. We had Mrs. Mead. We're supposed to have Mrs. Mead on, and now you. But
I want to stay in. I love it.
I know.
Look what I've just been given, Scott.
We've what?
Actually got the shirts.
No way.
Riley! Oh, no!
Right.
It's official.
So it's up to you, really. Would you like us to support you? Or
would you rather us not? You. Because we're not... I mean, there's not a good track record.
I don't know. Is Matt Edmondson around today? Can I pass him along?
Yeah, you want? I don't think we should... Well,
yeah, we won't back you.
No, I think it is a bad idea.
Yeah. Or maybe third time lucky. I don't know.
I'd
say we...
I'm leaving.
If you could back somebody else.
Yeah. Let's leave the Team Mead ones on for now. Okay, so we're going to put the cameras on after the next track by Lorde. If you want to go online, of course you do. You were one of our, probably the most successful Inuit Bingo videos ever.
Why, thank you.
Really were.
Oh, right. Well, here's
it was, in terms of, like, popularity.
Excellent.
It was, how many was
I'm
it?
I'm a big fan.
I mean, it was over 700,000 views.
We don't get views like that very often.
Well, that's you're
brilliant.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
She's got a very busy schedule at the moment. What we're doing that gadget show and doing that dancing on the TV every week on Strictly Come Dancing. Remember, she wants to stay in the contest. Despite the fact that we've got her on this show, it doesn't mean she needs to leave this week. It's Rachel Riley.
Hello.
Hello. Now, A lot of people will be watching this live. A lot of people will be getting this video in their life because they can't watch it live. But like I said last time, the views were huge for this. So
come on,
let's make it a good one today. Yeah. It's time for Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo with Rachel Riley. Is everyone ready?
You ready for this, Chris?
I'm so ready for this.
Rachel is now wearing one of her own T-shirts.
With Team Riley.
Team Riley on.
Team Riley.
Okay.
Could be me or Lisa. Who knows?
Joel and Ollie are ready for Riley, sat in the van. They're watching. Coop in Barnsley is watching as well. And Gina in Homeforth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you're watching today. 8119. So, first to some show called Countdown.
Here we go.
And this discussion seems to have... seems to have drifted a little bit off topic.
Are you a barbecue sort of girl?
Oh, we absolutely love our barbecue, yeah. And we'll just cook anything on it. It's amazing. My father-in-law, his favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Oh, straight in the face already for Rachel. You didn't spit very far, Rachel.
Did you miss this?
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
He all
coming back to you now.
His favourite thing to do is to spit roast anything.
Brilliant at barbecue.
Loves
my
it.
Father-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we're going over to Channel 5.
That was just... I don't think I can get any more wet, and that was only the first
one.
Clip.
Yeah, you are dribbling.
You stepped it up a level, Chris.
Yeah. I've been practising.
No politeness, no gentlemanly...
We were saying, the last video that you did and the last time you came on was probably the beginning of when it started to get really wet. So, welcome along.
You're welcome.
Okay. Nick and Coventry's watching. Emma and Suzanne are watching like they do every Tuesday lunchtime. We're now going to Channel 5's Construction Squad. What a show. And here's two of the builders dividing up their jobs for the day on the Construction Squad.
We've got a couple of landscape gardeners that we've hit the phones and have kindly agreed to come in and landscape the place up.
Cool. So I'll pull Steve and Kaz off.
Thank you to Kel for spotting that one. Wow.
So I'll pull Steve and Kaz off.
Yeah, dividing up their duties for the day.
You gave me a bit of your fierce face there. I quite
did
liked
I?
It.
Yeah. Okay, I'll
pass a doble face.
I'll do it on the next one.
Okay.
And now we're going over to Radio 2. Water, loads of it. And Chris Evans here, letting travel presenter Lynn Bowles in on the show's big secret.
Do you honestly not know what it's about?
I don't know what it's about.
Okay, I'll turn the microphones off. Forgive us, listeners, 1 second, I'll tell you now.
What about that?
That's you!
It didn't even
Why
get
did
to
you
it.
Go then?
Was it the music?
It was just like, ooh.
Okay, try again.
I've run out. I need a new one, please.
No worries.
Oh, well, I'm going training after this.
Are you going dancing after this?
Pasha's going to ask questions.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Pasha could have joined us here. Mm. That would have been nice.
I would have liked that. Bring him next time. Here we go. Let's try and get through this one. Chris Evans.
Do you honestly not know what it's about?
I don't know what it's about.
Okay, I'll turn the microphones off. Forgive us, listeners, 1 second, I'll tell you now. What about that?
That's huge! That's
I know!
That's really, really huge!
It really is huge.
That's what she said.
Our friend Andy sent that one to us. Thank you very much, Andy. Staying with Radio 2 now. Loads of water for this one, please. Here is one of your fellow Strictly contestants, sadly no longer with us. She's not dead. She's not in the competition anymore.
Don't.
Vanessa Phelps.
Aww.
Love Vanessa.
Yeah.
And here she is, trying to impress one of her colleagues over on two.
6 minutes past six, and a glorious moment for me. Mr. Dedicate came in to say hello. You know I love Alan Dedicate, and I don't get to see enough of him, and I've just seen him and had a bit of a cuddle and shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha charm.
I like it that it's just a little bit.
And shown him just a little bit of my cha-cha charm.
Oh, dear. Need more.
Yeah.
You all right, Rachel?
Yeah.
Bit wet?
A little bit wet. Yeah.
Sam and Ben on lunch break in Southampton are watching. Sean and Josh are watching. Pedro from Maidstone, hello.
This is a proper test of waterproof eyeliner.
It is.
Right here. Gadget proof.
It's holding well. Oh, is that a gadget?
No, but no? This is as scientific as our tests get. So.
Okay, now over to last week on Radio 4 Extra. And they were repeating a play, a radio play from the 1950s, about a gardener with some explicit content.
What was it you wanted, Gladys?
Well, I wondered if you'd come over and have a look at my bush.
Well held by Riley, not so well much by Riley. Stark. All right. She doesn't look happy.
Oh, dear. Oh, okay. Should have taken my top off before I put the Team Riley top on.
And now over to this morning's Fern Cotton Show on Radio 1. And Fern let slip a little more than she intended about her own past. Here we go.
It's too obvious. It's too obvious. Zane will know that I'm going to pick Hanson. And they were my... They're not even a guilty pleasure. I blimmin' love them. And over the years, I've basically forced them into me, into letting me interview them.
Yeah. So many of you emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
You know what? I've got a good one for you as well.
Yeah?
My Strictly related one.
Have you?
Yeah. You want to say now?
Is it rude?
The first time I did anything with Pasha, I did an interview with the Radio Times and said I've got a box of stuff that I keep stuff in, like, you know, things I've done over the last 5 years, and I said I'd like to put Pasha in my box.
Mm. Yeah.
That's on camera.
Thank you. We'll get that for next time. Thanks, Fern Cotton.
Basically forced them into me.
Now... Water, please. And now we're going over to the Gadget Show. And it's Rachel Riley. Here's Rachel reviewing some products.
So, Jason, out of those 10 original pairs of headphones, my favourite three are the Sonys, the Fanny Wangs and the Parrots.
Well, there you go.
It's 3Gs for the Fanny Wangs.
Get up your nose. You're right.
It's 3Gs for the Fanny Wangs.
No, she's fine. No spitting there. Okay.
All good.
And we move on to Coronation Street now. This is from last week. Rita's having a bit of bother downstairs.
Audrey hasn't laid a finger on me, Dennis. I just went in there to make an appointment for next week. You see, he promised to give my stockroom a good bottom.
Oh, I went on myself a bit.
Is that one?
Give my stockroom a good bottom in.
Why'd you cover it?
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Now we're going over to popular daytime show.
I need some more, please.
Flog It.
Ooh.
And I don't think they're antiques expert Phil. We didn't really think about what he was saying to this poor woman. Please listen carefully to this next clip. Here we go.
The velvet stuff has come off of it,
hasn't it? But it is what it is, isn't it? I mean, if you were 100 and whatever years old, your velvet stuff would come off.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Jethro in London for that one.
I mean, if you were 100 and whatever years old, your velvet stuff would come off.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I was a bit sweaty, so this is kind of instead of a shower.
Oh, wow. It's quite refreshing for you, I imagine.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Have you been dancing this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Always dancing.
Smell it.
Okay.
Our favourite from last week now. And we're going over to Magic FM. He's heard this one before. Now over on Magic.
It's good. It's very good.
It's very good. Okay. Chris, water, please. Now over on Magic. One of Dr. Fox's colleagues is trying to cover for a bit of a mistake he made.
Can't do much to change what's happening.
It's not a huge amount different from the way you did it before, to be fair. But thank you for trying to ease my cock up. Ease my cock up.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fox there. All right, more water, please.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Fern Cotton spotted that one.
My right hand is very well exercised.
For water. This is our favourite from last week on BBC Breakfast.
Absolutely, yeah. Doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
Yes, that was brilliant. I liked that you both went at different bits as well. That was great. Rachel, the best of luck for this week on Strictly.
Thank you. He could not support me too vigorously.
No, we won't mention it ever again.
Thank you.
Until you get through next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rachel Riley, off Countdown, off The Gadget Show, and off Strictly Come Dancing. Brilliant work, everybody. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. The Scott Mills Daily. You all right? Has Riley gone?
I believe so.
Did she take her Team Riley t-shirt with her?
Thing is, it's drenched.
Oh, right. She left
so
it.
I think she left it.
What are we going to do with these Team Mead ones? Anyone want a Deborah Meaden supporting t-shirt?
We should go outside and try flog them.
I don't think we'll get much for them now.
Are you serious? Like the t-shirt that Rachel Riley wore during Innuendo Bingo?
Well, you can have a go if you want. Mm. Try it.
Maybe it's a business idea, ironically, to pitch to Mrs. Mead.
Well, it's not what, the selling not of her really, own t-shirts it? When she gets binned off a reality show? BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Now, every time I talk about this show on air, I get a huge response on Twitter, and every time it's on TV, it's not on a big, big channel, but I do get a really big response on my Twitter. Fern has been talking about it as well, because I got her into it. I'm talking about this show called Meet the Russians. Now, you might have heard me go on about it, but not really know what it's about. So, in London, they estimate that like 300,000 Russians now live in London, and a number of those are considered really wealthy, like super, super wealthy. Some are even richer than the Queen. Mm. Now, Meet the Russians focuses on, it's like a fly on the wall show, a reality show, but it focuses on this couple who are madly in love. One of them is called Kamalia, and one of them is called Zahor. That's her husband. Now, here's a little intro from the show to Kamalia and Zahor. They're very in love.
A couple who can't bear to tear themselves away from each other are Ukrainian pop princess Kamalia and her billionaire husband Zahor, who've rarely spent a day apart in their 10 years of marriage.
Oh, a decade.
So is this like a fly-on-the-wall documentary? Is this
It's real.
So these are real people?
Real people, yeah.
And they say Kamalia's a pop princess.
She is. Like, she obviously is married to Zahor, who helps her with her pop career.
Right, so Zahor's the wealthy one.
Yeah, well, he's the husband. But she is really successful pop star in Ukraine. So her latest single, which was called I'm Alive, the last one, had 32 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, but are they real views, or is that where the billionaire husband has...
I might just buy some of those. Also, if you've seen the show, right, so all through their house, they've got these like ornate fireplaces and like ridiculous silk wallpaper and mad, you know, like a pool room. They've got every single type of room you could ever want for any activity. Mm. But a lot of them are hand-painted murals of her, Kamalia.
So the impression I'm getting here is that he loves her very much and is willing to do anything, but on a grand scale.
Yeah, he spoils it every day.
I'm not the person, actually, who wait for the birthdays, actually. I spoil her every day.
And when I say spoils her every day, she wanted to be a film star, so he helped her. And now she's been in a Hollywood movie featuring Stephen Dorff. So she's made a Hollywood film. That was one of her things she wanted to do.
Hang on, but she... What do you mean? He's funded the movie?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, wow.
Then I saw an episode where they were going shopping for brand new cars. And now these are top-of-the-range cars. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Your Maseratis, your Bentleys, your Porsches. And she couldn't decide on a colour, so they bought two. There was one time where he showed her how much he loved her by burning money.
Okay.
To show how much.
So this guy is very, very, very rich.
He has got all the monies. But she is very famous in the Ukraine, as she'll tell everybody.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
So he will do anything for this, for his wife.
Yeah, including helping her with her singing career, which is why they're over here at the moment. Like, so I say, she's a massive star in the Ukraine, wants to be a European and UK star. What she sometimes does is, he's a big fan of her singing. He doesn't get bored of it. But when she's in the car and he's driving, she'll put her own song on and play her single and just sing along to it with him in the car. You want to hear that? This is from the show. So to anyone that will listen, she'll put her song on and just practice, but it's her song. You. That's her in the car there. You. God, he must really love her.
And that had 32 million views.
No, this is just her practicing. This is her in the car. He's driving, she's in the passenger seat.
Is this the song?
She's just practicing.
Zahua is a big fan of his wife singing.
Well, you'd have to be.
Wow.
Okay. She's also trained in opera, as well as having all the monies. I want to play a bit of her new track now.
Okay.
She also does listen to this show, because when we were talking about it with Fern before, she heard it and she was loving it. She tweeted it.
Okay.
So she is trained in opera. I think you can hear that from this track here. This is called Love Me Like.
Like what?
Love Me Like.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
It kicks in a minute. Yeah. Listen, Rihanna. Sounds like Rihanna. Listen.
Yeah.
Same. Yes, Kamalia. If you wanna feel
my fire. Tune. Pick a game up, I wasn't expecting this.
We have to get these people on the show. They are my absolute favourite people right now on TV.
If she wants a pop career, I'm amazed Zohor hasn't been in touch with you.
Well, the thing is, you can't really buy play on the radio or TV, can you? No, you can't. He can buy anything he wants, but you can't make someone successful. It's only so much you can do.
Now, how
money.
Do I know that Zohor hasn't given you lots of money right now so that you talk about it?
Look at me, he hasn't given me any money.
They're incredible.
They are brilliant. I urge you to watch this show, Meet the Russians. It's on Fox. Some people are already obsessed with Meet the Russians. Danny's been on Twitter saying, I literally watch it every time it's on. Series link's on. Greg watches it. Victoria watches it. And another Victoria says, from just 5 minutes of Scott Mills' chat, I know that this is going to be me and my best mate's new favourite show. Hi, John.
Hiya, you're right.
Yeah, what's going on?
I've worked with that Kamalia before.
Really?
Work?
The pop star?
Yeah.
Where?
As strange as it sounds. I'm the match day DJ at North End, and a couple of seasons ago, she came and sung at half time.
How did that happen? Who arranged that?
I think it was done through various agents and people like that, but they used to provide a singer every home game. And this time it was this Kamalia or Kamalia or whatever she wants to call herself.
Was it like that?
Yeah.
How did it go down?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah. That's incredible. But surely no one knew who she was, because the show wasn't even on then, was it?
No. She was trying to make it like in the UK.
That's right. Yeah, that's definitely what she's trying to do. But don't forget,
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Very famous in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Right. Well, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Imagine that for all of half time.
That whole car journey.
Oh, God.
She was in. Imagine.
Can you imagine? Yeah. As much as you love her, even if you've been with her for a decade, seriously, that's going to get old quite quickly, isn't it? The Scott Mills Daily. I just was checking my Twitter and I've got a DM from actual Kamalia off of...
You.
Off of Meet the Russians.
Really?
Yeah.
Saying what?
She's saying...
She's not saying that.
No, do you want to know what she said?
Yeah.
She said,
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Is it definitely her?
Yes, it's definitely her, because we follow each other, because I'm a big fan of the show. So her and Zohor, that's her husband, who loves her very much, are having a party tonight in London, and they want us to go. Seriously. I'm not winding up. Look, here it is.
Honest?
Okay. Right, okay. So they've got some private suite somewhere, and it's tonight.
This is quite a development, if true.
It is true. It's her. It's definitely her. She's got a blue tick. What do you take to something like that?
So what do you mean? Are you sure this isn't like one of those weird situations where the kind of a husband and wife have invited you to?
Well, that's happened before, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
that was strange, wasn't it?
That was really weird.
We were just sat in a hotel bar one night, weren't we?
Yeah. and that couple approached.
Well, that man approached and left me a note.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway. I didn't go and join them. Anyway, so... Oh, are you up for it?
I don't know.
Like, look how we're dressed as well. They'll all be like really dressed up, won't they?
We haven't said anything bad at all about her, have we?
Nothing.
So is it? Do you get the impression this is like a kind invite?
She's very, very...
I'll be honest, I'm dubious.
No, she's really up for it on Twitter. She's saying that we'd love you to be our guests. But what do we do? Just turn up with some warm carver and quavers? Like, that's not going to be that kind of party.
What can you bring to people like that?
The caviars?
Or what can you do? I mean, literally, like...
We're dressed.
I don't have a lot to talk to them about. I mean...
I hope the falcon's going to be there. They have a falcon as a pet, just...
Am I invited as well?
No, it says you and Chris. Right, let's go.
Yes.
Are you in for it?
Yeah, now I am.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. Yes, okay, yes.
Is it a yes or do... I mean, I think she's listening now, so do I just say yes on air, because that commits us, or do I let her down gently on a DM?
It's a yes for me, but is there nothing we can... Are they up for going out? Is there nothing we can do with them?
It's a party with all of their rich friends.
Okay, yeah.
Certainly yes, Kamalu. It's a yes from me and him. So it appears that the Russians want to meet us tonight. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
You know Meet the Russians? I don't know if you've heard it.
Yeah, right, yeah, okay. Big time.
So they've just invited us to a private party tonight.
Don't go.
It's
not a trick.
No, apparently it's on.
It's a trick.
What do you mean? It's not.
It's a trick. You know,
a trap?
What could go wrong?
You've been to Russia, right?
I haven't actually.
Okay. It's good. You've got to be careful when you go to Russia.
I know, but
not everything's as it seems.
Oh no! Don't say that.
It is. That's all I'd say.
Yeah, but you can't pretend that this is even normal from the start, can you? He's had a DM from a Russian
DM as well
to a hotel room
from a Russian billionaire.
Yeah, but you don't know who sent
billionaire's
that.
Wife.
I do. She's got a blue tick. It's her.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's Kamalia.
Days.
You've had a DM from a Russian billionaire's wife, and you think this is a good idea?
It's a brilliant idea.
Does the billionaire know?
I don't know. I think so. Well, that's what he was suggesting a minute ago.
Well, if he doesn't know...
I'm not messing with him.
You're rendezvousing with a woman, with his wife.
I'm kind of keen now, though.
I want it to sing to me.
You'll pay to have you removed. That's what I'm saying.
You'll never see me again.
Be careful, please.
This could be fun.
It's going to be fun. She's very famous in Ukraine.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
What do we bring to the party?
Are you going as well, Chris?
Yeah,
he's invited as well. We're going to meet the Russians.
Chris, look after him.
Look after him. I don't think that's
because they will decorate him with wine. They will give him so
finest
much
wine.
The finest wines.
Yeah.
Where'd you say we're going? Where?
Some private suite in London that they've hired
a
out.
A suite?
For a party. It's going to be like one of them presidential suites that you see on TV, which is the size of, bigger than most people's houses. You can't turn down this.
You are going to a Russian billionaire's wife's hotel suite.
Yes.
Good morning.
So Scott, Chris and the Russian billionaire's wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Three's
go wrong.
You're right.
And maybe Zohor if he wants to join
I've
in.
Had a complete...
No, I didn't mean that.
I've had a complete U-turn on this idea.
Is this tonight?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm actually free.
Someone says billionaire shortbread. You can take that. Good morning.
Can I come?
Yeah, if you want. Do you want to come?
Am I allowed?
After your show, yeah. The more the merrier.
I am free tonight.
I think. Yes, do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Come to meet Kamalu and Zohor.
I don't want to go if you don't want me to go.
No, I'd love you to go.
It'll be a crowded room.
Right, who's on the line, please? Is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hello, are you right?
Yeah, not bad.
What are you saying?
I hear you having some trouble deciding what to wear, so I think you and Chris should go as Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus.
Yes, that's a good idea. I like that a lot.
I can stand behind you.
You can stand behind me
but
again.
But if Greg comes as well, that's awkward. Who's he going to be?
Hey, don't worry. I won't come. It's going to be awkward.
Oh, don't be like that now.
No, it's fine. I don't think it can get much more awkward than it's going to be anyway. That's the problem.
I think it's going to be great material for the show.
No doubt.
We'll take a little camera. We'll all be all right.
Two words. Serbian X Factor. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. And now, here is the man that's so fat he has to iron his clothes in his driveway, Charlie Sloth.
you was working on that one for a while. That was a new one.
Yeah.
That was quite good, in fact.
All right, cuz?
I'm sick of big man ting!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm starving, though. I've not stopped all day, cuz.
Not even for a few minutes?
Not even for a one-minute snack. I'm starving.
When was the last time you ate?
Yesterday.
No, it's not.
I didn't eat until last night. That was the last time I ate. I had a curry. I had a lamb address. Thanks.
You had a lamb address and you haven't eaten since?
No.
Wow.
Starving, cuz.
Why haven't you eaten?
Busy, mate.
He is. He's like a rising star. It's like all the meetings. You normally go down that burger place to have your meetings.
Do you know what? I actually tried to sneak in there and I got caught. And that's not a joke.
What do you mean got caught? By who?
The person I was meant to be meeting.
Oh.
What, they were in there as well?
No, well, we actually, me and Squad were the same agent and it was him who caught me.
Oh, what? Has he told you not to go in there so much anymore?
No. He knew that's where I was going to be heading. I was like, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. I'm like, you can't be late. They're waiting for you. I'm like, well, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. Listen, sorry.
Cuz we've got some mad plans tonight.
Wait, cuz I heard a rumour through the grapevine that you man is going to chill with a couple of billionaires.
It's going to be peak, cuz.
Peak, cuz. Hey, so what's the deal? What happened?
They DM'd Scott.
What?
The wife.
Russian billionaire's
the
wife.
Oh, the wife DM'd you, cuz.
She's well famous in the Ukraine.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Yeah. Pop star.
Maybe they're about that life.
I don't know. That's what he's saying. Do you want to hear her singing?
Yeah, go on then.
This is her. You. They're on a show called Meet the Russians. You. On
what
TV.
What's
this song?
Well, her husband, because he's got all the money, he's billionaire. If she wants to be a pop star, he makes her a pop star, kind of thing.
Well, maybe. See, I'm starting to see there's two different angles why they've invited you tonight. Maybe they're thinking, well, Millsy's one of the biggest DJs in the country.
That's what I think.
He could break her. and that kind of tied into the second.
Right, okay.
Yes, and that's what I think as well. I'm suspicious.
I know what you're saying, cuz.
You already know the husband, but no, seemingly not. He received a DM, now this is happening. Apparently, they're picking us up and all after the show.
Straight after the show?
In a massive car.
But are you not going to dress up in like in suits
well,
and
what
stuff?
Are we going to do?
We're not prepared. We're just literally going to go in this. I'm wearing an anorak.
Oh, yeah. So am I, actually, today.
Yes, you are. Anyway, I mean, if you're free after your show, One Extra at 7, feel free. Like, just text me, man, because we'll be deep in the party by then.
I've got a gig in Nottingham.
How is it?
I ain't got a social life no more.
Every night?
I literally have got a show every night.
Yeah.
Up until the new year.
I like that you always come in a different colour every time.
Oh, thanks.
Last time it was orange.
Yeah.
Mm. Everything matches always as well.
A giant smurf.
Yeah. It's time for Charlie Slough now playing Real or No Real. What are you saying about these facts today, cuz?
Air travel company Avios have reimbursed a 62-year-old customer from Plymouth after she accidentally ended up on an 8.5-hour flight to Grenada in the Caribbean rather than a 2.5-hour flight to Granada in Spain.
Idiot.
That's a good one.
Whoa, well, these kind of things happen, isn't it? It's when you type in the wrong thing on the sat-nav, that kind of thing. You know, two places, same name.
Have you done that before?
Yes.
I think I have, but I can't remember when.
We done it a couple of weeks ago. There's a place, apparently, in... Where was it? Where was we? It was Leeds. It was Leeds. There's a place in Leeds called Scotland or something. I don't know.
So you went to Leeds instead of Scotland?
We ended up driving towards Scotland instead of going to Leeds. That was my driver.
That's a long detour.
I was like, cuz, this ain't nowhere to Leeds, you know. I swear I see the sign a hot minute ago.
Got your own driver?
Yeah.
Huh? Is it?
Good.
And the car's got my personalised plate on it.
Oh, what? It has.
I won't say it says Slough, basically. I won't tell you how it's spelled.
Well, with a 5, I imagine.
And well, all my cars, all much, you know, like, I've got like a fleet of cars.
Yeah.
No, this is a true story. I'm not joking. I've got a fleet of cars and they're all Slough. So it's like Slough 1, Slough 2, Slough 3, Slough 4. It goes up to Slough 8. I haven't got 8 cars no more because I had to sell some because the tax man was on me.
You're like the Thunderbirds.
A little bit.
And does your driver wear a hat and call you sir?
I've been trying to get him to do that. He won't do it. He just won't. My driver looks like Omid Jali.
Oh, the comedian?
Yeah. It's Ringer.
Not him, is it?
Not him, no.
Anyway, woman flies to Granada, not Grenada. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Got to be careful, haven't you?
Big error.
Really massive error. What about this real or no real fact? Is it real or no real?
The vaccines recently caused panic among their record label staff after it was discovered the band weren't up to date on their typhoid vaccinations ahead of live dates in Southeast Asia.
Oh, we've all done it.
Jeez. What band, sorry?
The vaccines.
Vaccines. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. So, you know what it's like. You're about to go to Southeast Asia. You haven't had your jabs. It's not good news, cuz.
It's not good news, cuz.
You need to start taking the malarial tablets as well.
Well.
It's big news.
I've never done any of that.
Yeah, you've got to get on them.
But then I did ask you if I needed them when I went to Fernando's, and you assured me.
Yeah, because that's in the Canary Islands. No vaccines or malaria tablets needed for the Canary Islands.
He also took the mick out of me because I went and bought all of the sprays.
You bought mosquito. It was like he was going to some jungle. It's like, mate.
There's a little electric one.
It's Tenerife.
Ain't that where they go? What's that?
Fernando's.
Yeah.
The Fernando's.
Yeah.
You'd love it.
No likey, no likey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's back on soon.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's had his hair done.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
Because
he was really bald on the last series, and then I see him on TV. Man had a full flat of hair.
Man, he's been on the Regain cards.
He's on the Regain, fam. Hollering at Rooney's doctor.
The vaccines. Forget their vaccines. Real or no real?
No real.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to copy, but it's no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, just a clever play on the name, see? And what about this one?
Security officers on British supertankers in the Indian Ocean fend off pirates by loudly playing the hits of Britney Spears from the sides of their ships.
A man like me read this in the paper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I read it. No real.
Well, so it's real, is it?
It's real.
It's definitely real. No real to that, but you've...
No, it's real because I had a little chuckle at it. I had a good little chuckle at it.
So that's the aim, is it, to drive people away by playing Britney Spears?
Yeah.
In Somalia.
It's a bit odd, that, isn't it? I mean, that's an odd deterrent.
You say no real and I'll say real.
Well,
I won for a while.
I probably will stick with no real because I can't see how that can help at all.
Yeah. So you say no real then.
Oh, go on, no real.
Yeah, and I'll say real.
That one is real.
Sickers! Yes, go! One blood!
Yeah!
No,
there's one more. So, yeah, they do actually, they play Britney's hits off supertankers off the east coast of Africa just to scare them away, them pirates.
It's enough to scare anyone away, cos.
What are you saying about Britney Spears? Nothing. Don't be dissing it.
Would you like Britney?
Yeah.
Seriously?
What's it to you, cos?
She's sick, though.
And next.
According to a survey of British retailers, the most common reason for customers returning trousers is that a fastening broke at the waist after a large meal.
It had to be one fattest one.
Have you had your fattest? Have you ever done that?
What?
Had to return the trousers.
I don't return things.
Overeating. What do you mean?
I don't return things. Do you know, there's many incidents in my life, it happened this week actually, where I buy something, but like, that will definitely fit me. Yeah. It's massive. And then I'll get home and try it on. It's like super tight. I'm like, I'll fit into that next year.
Yeah. So you keep it?
I just keep it, or I give it to a friend. I don't ever take it back.
You know, skinny jeans are for like skinny people.
Yeah.
Are they like? Like, I always find, but skinny jeans are naturally, is there such a thing as, like, extra large skinny jeans?
Yeah.
There are?
I've got some.
What, for fat legs?
Well, I've not got fat legs, you know. Have you noticed my legs are not fat, though?
He's not wrong, actually.
My legs are really muscly. I've got a really big belly.
It's mental because your arms are like steel.
Yeah.
Your legs are good. You've got good legs. Yeah. It's just all here.
It's all midsection.
It's the nips onwards. Isn't it, though?
It's the midsection.
It is. It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, people returning trousers mainly because of overeating. Real or no real?
That's probably real, I would say.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no way.
Just made up to be fattest, isn't it?
Do you want to quickly mention about Trevor Nelson, concerned about some of the fattest jokes? In fact, he wasn't concerned. He was saying crack on, wasn't he?
Was he?
I saw Trevor outside his studio today. He's on One Extra before us. And he was like, Scott, I want to talk to you about Charlie Sloth's fat jokes. And I was like, what do you mean?
Didn't he say he's been hearing, like, people go up to him and talk to him about them? And well, they love it, basically.
Well, he actually come and punched me yesterday. I was in the office, and he come and punched me in the arm. And he was
like, wouldn't have failed it, though, because your arms are made of steel.
Yeah, no, but he said, oh, not being fattest.
No.
Oh, right, so he's trying to get in on the joke now.
Everyone's in on the joke.
Everyone's in on this.
Everyone's in on this.
Well,
I had a gig
on Saturday.
It's
more a celebration of you.
And this is not a joke. We've got footage. I will send it to you later. We've got footage. I come on the stage. Everyone. So before I got on the stage, I was like, Charlie Sloth. Yeah. It was packed. Walsall.
Yeah. Of course it was. Your gig.
Packed. Charlie Sloth. I got on the decks. It's like, big man ting. And everyone was like, fattest, 1,100 people.
It's a thing.
It's definitely a
thing.
Definitely
a thing.
Please let me and Scott record an intro for your DJ set.
That would be sick.
Yeah, I'd be like,
that would be sick.
He's fattest.
That would be sick. But then I would get fattest everywhere. I literally get it everywhere.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
You guys have blown it up.
I love it.
It shows the power of the Scott Mills Show.
I love it. All right, well, you disembark then and...
But I wanted to tell you, I've got Tiny Temple on the show today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's sick, cuz. He's coming on the show. And you guys are also in the last episode of Slough Pod.
Wicked.
Everyone loved last week's episode of Real or No Real.
This is your free download. And you put Real or No Real on there?
Yeah, we do every week. And it's becoming a thing on our show where we're actually having to replay it on our show.
Oh, wicked.
Because it's really becoming a thing.
I've always wanted to be on one extra.
You're on it.
I actually am on
you're every Tuesday after this. Sick. You've made it, cuz. Mad heat.
Right, okay. I'm going to do your little intro for your gig. So
can you do that?
At least happen. Of course I will.
Oh, thanks, man.
Won't even charge you for it, mate.
Oh, thanks, cuz.
All right, and I'll see you next week.
See ya!
Charlie Sloth! Hey! He's one extra in 5 minutes. You better get yourself along. And Greg James is here at 4. Tomorrow, listen from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 as Chris and I meet the Russians.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
If you can't listen live, get the podcast. And also tomorrow, official chart update, 3:30. BBC Radio 1.